second halves for us in the last few weeks have been difficult. We haven't been able to put our finger on why. Maybe it is a confidence thing, but the second half, I think, was a big turning point for us to come out of it, having played well and denied them, denied their attacking force, and we come away with, I think, will be a valuable point come the end of the season.
It's interesting, because you say you can't put your finger on it. It's one of the frustrating things, and the fans get frustrated. Why has the manager made them do this in the second half? It must be his fault, because they're not doing this, this and this, to counter what the other team are doing. Mm. Is that unfair criticism? Because it seems to me it is about confidence, whether it's pushing away from your own penalty area when you haven't got the ball and being confident enough to take the game high. What is it?
I'm not sure. I think the start of the game is is always very important, and I think in the last few weeks we've done that very well. We've nicked an early goal, and I think maybe as a team the confidence we feel that we drop, and then we invite pressure, and obviously we need to kill the game as early as we can, score one, score two, score three, and you know, that's the message that comes from the manager about keep going and make the first goal into another goal and kill the game as early as we can. But I think it will come with confidence. I think as we grow and as the games come by, I think that mentality for us will change.
Of course, it's for some people it's reminiscent of last season, because they always think of when you started last season, everyone was in their own half playing and the strikers were wide, and we were thinking, how on earth are they going to get out of their own half at times? And I guess that's the thing, is that people have gone, whoa, it's a bit like last season again.
I think every manager's got a different way of playing. Every manager has different ideas, and we have to, as players, be adaptable and be able to change to that. And you know, the manager's very flexible in the way he wants us to play, and we're able to play different formations, different players at different times. And when the game isn't in our favour, that you know, then we're able to change. But Sunday was a very positive performance all round for us, and I think it's a good stepping stone for us now to head into a very important period of the season with, you know, with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, and I would hate people to say, or anybody to say, well, it's the FA Cup now, so it's a bit different. Because for me, you've had good results at times through the season and haven't built on it. Mm. Now I still feel, despite the Palace result, that there's a bit more momentum and a bit more cohesion, mm-hmm. a bit more strategy. And actually, I want you to go on and play well again in the Cup, because I don't think you can switch it on and off.
Yeah, I think like you said, in the Premier League, you can't just switch on your own performances and decide to turn up and win certain games. Of course, the mentality of the players and the manager is to win every game, and especially the position that we're in now, we need to build momentum. We can't allow for any negative or any sort of half-hearted performances. It's got to be full throttle. Everyone's got to be at it. And the win at Fulham did us a lot of good to regain that winning feeling, and it's important that regardless of it, what competition it is, we go out, give 100% and make sure that we win, get that winning feeling back amongst the team.
Importantly, against Watford, you only played them a fortnight ago, and because of that second half, my first thought is, how do you make sure that doesn't happen again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, again, every game is different, so you know, you don't know what the first half will be like this Saturday, but I think regardless, it's the mentality we have to have in going into the second half, that we can't rest on our first half performance, but we have to grow on that. We have to keep possession in their half and look to hurt them rather than soaking up pressure. And you know, it is a new game, a new challenge, and you know, they've got a new manager as well, so we'll be in for a different test altogether, but we have to focus on us at the minute and make sure we do our job well.
What one thing we always say from the sidelines as commentators or laymen or people watching as fans, as the clock goes on and teams do drop a bit deeper, I always sort of blame that. Like you think, and I wonder if the players, do you actually do look at the clock, whether you're conscious of how long he's left, and whether this now deciding to drive the game forward even in the 80th minute and the 85th minute, it is actually hard to do or easy to do. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We always presume that's the case, that the clock goes on and you all think, well, we've got to hold a point, got to keep a point, got to keep a point. But is that really what happens?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, we want to win the game, of course we do, but there are situations in games where you have to get the feeling within a game that the other team are on top. We have to soak up the pressure, we have to stay compact for 5 or 10 minutes and weather the storm, if you like, and then take our chances, hit them on the break when we can. But each game is different, and every game's given us different problems in where the opposition have done certain things, and we've done well to be adaptable and to change to that. But it can't be full pace, you know, full out attack all the time. There are going to be times when we do sit in deep and we are keeping the ball and making sure that, you know, that we play the game right and manage it in the right way.
Interestingly, me and you have spoken over many years about different positions you've played in, and I know at times last year you talked about playing in the 10 and you like that, but I can't help thinking this current spell of being on the right side of four, whether it's 4-1 or 4-4-1-1, you've looked to be playing that role with more confidence and more achievement almost.
Yeah, I think that confidence and that feeling comes with playing regularly. You know, I've said it a long time, and I enjoyed it last year when I had a good run of games where I was able to pick up confidence, and that's all it is. Regardless of what position I play in, whether it's in the middle, the centre midfield, as a 10 on the right, on the left, just having that regular game time gives you bundles of confidence, and regardless of whether you make a mistake in a game, you know the next ball's going to be for you and you can do something different. So it does help, because you get to see different pictures in your mind, and those pictures become sort of more regular and helps me. I've just enjoyed having that regular game time, and I feel like I'm reaping the rewards of that.
Yeah, and actually you must be, you know, we know you're an intelligent lad, an intelligent footballer, but you must be pleased with how you've learnt to time, to get to the back post, to get much more involved in the penalty area earlier.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that the manager spoke about as well, about, you know, everyone sort of thinks about the ball, but also you've got to think about sort of running off the ball as well to receive it. And I mean, getting around the goals has definitely helped me. You know, once you get that first goal, you think, you know, I can do it again, go again and go again. And that's the added responsibility as playing as a right winger. You need to be chipping in with goals, assists, creating chances. And that's something that I thrive off, is that demand from other players, because you want to look at your stats after the game and see, you know, the good things that you've done and making sure that you contribute to the goals that we score.
So what we said when you were 17 about becoming the new David Beckham, it's all coming into fruition now, isn't it?
No, well, you never know. I mean, it's set piece has always been a big thing, and, you know, I think the strikers will obviously be pleased if I can just carry on putting the balls in, you know, in for them and creating chances and, you know, hopefully put a few of them away.
Just finally, last question. How big's this week coming up with Brighton following up on the Wednesday and then West Brom? 3 games. 8 days.
Yes, it is a massive week for us, of course. It's a good opportunity for us, you know, obviously with the 2 home games in front of our fans, to really sort of rally everyone together and create that winning feeling around the club and to finish off with a tough game at West Brom. It's a big point in the season, but it's a week that we need to you know, to be fully focused on and ensure we come out with as many points as we can.